State officials are challenging a federal judge's ruling that air conditioning be installed in all cells at the Boscobel prison, formerly known as Supermax. Corrections spokesperson Bill Clausius says the state's seeking a stay of Judge Barbara Crabb's ruling while they prepare an appeal on several grounds.
There is no constitutional requirement that prisons be air conditioned.
During heat waves, the state agreed to keep temperatures between 80 and 84 degrees in the cells of what is now known as Wisconsin Secure Program Facility. But now officials say only certain cells should be kept cool, those containing inmates with medical problems compounded by heat. That could reduce the $780,000 cost of installing air conditioning, according to the chair of the Assembly Committee on Corrections.
Whatever we can do to help find a way to solve the judge's concern, but not go overboard on how we outfit these prisons as making them too comfortable, because I don't think they're supposed to be too comfortable.
Representative Gary Bies, along with Senator Dave Zien, pushed for the appeal. They demanded State Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager act. This put her office on the hot seat for a politically sensitive decision made by a previous administration. Ed Garvey, an attorney who successfully sued for the prison changes, notes it was the corrections secretary under former Governor Scott McCallum who agreed to air-condition prison cells and make other changes, despite what lawmakers want people to believe.
Now, because it's politically unpopular, they want to say, well, somebody else decided. Well, it was John Litcher who approved that agreement, and Scott McCallum. It is not Peg Lautenschlager.
State corrections officials say despite their court appeal, they're still considering plans to install air conditioning. It could be up and running once the court decides which inmates should have access to it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.